The hare shot forward, his narrow curving sabre striking the rapier blade with a force that sent shockwaves tingling through his opponent's paw. He smiled recklessly.
"Defend yourself, ferret!"
Balancing lightly on their footpaws, both beasts took up the on-guard position, sword points flickering like snake tongues as each sought an opening. Momentarily, the front shore of Salamandastrum grew silent. Horde beasts on the sand and defenders from the mountain stood stock still, watching the two sword beasts battle to the death. Zigu pressed forward, step, 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 his rapier seeking the elusive foe. Sabertash backed and went sideways, the sabre a bright blur as it slashed and took the ferret's ear. Scarcely believing what had just happened, Zigu clapped a paw to the side of his head, glaring venomously at the hare. One paw behind his back, Sabertash stood with his legs bowed, sabre in the salute position as he kissed its hilt.
"Can you still hear me, old chap? Hard luck, what?"
With a roar of rage, Zigu charged, flailing the rapier in front of him. The two blades met and sand flew about their nimble footpaws as they locked in a dance of death. Blade clashed upon blade as they battled across the beach. Zigu managed to grab Sabertash's sword paw with his free one, and as the hare pulled away, the corsair struck a downward slash at his head, hissing triumphantly.
"Death!"
Sabertash flicked his head to one side, avoiding the blade slashing at his throat. He came up smiling, running a paw along the fine scar, tracing his cheek.
"Not quite, old lad. Try again, eh?"
Zigu plunged forward once more, but the hare was ready. Locking hilts with the ferret, he wrenched down and gave a powerful twist upward. The rapier described a glittering arc in the noon sun as it left Zigu's paw. Then a swift kick to the stomach left the corsair sprawling, unarmed. Sabertash leaned on his sabre as if it were a walking stick, and he nodded toward the rapier as the horrified ferret scrambled to get out of blade range.
"Pick it up, vermin!"
Zigu was scared. He knew he was facing a swordmaster, but the corsair still had a trick or two in him. Reaching down to retrieve his blade, he snatched up a pawful of sand and hurled it in his opponent's face. As Sabertash's paw shot up to his eyes, Zigu bulled forward, throwing himself upon his foe, and they went down together. However, the hare was not finished. His long legs shot out like two pistons, catching the ferret in his stomach and sending him flying over Sabertash's head. He landed with a bump that winded him. The hare was up. Pouring sand from his eyes, he went for the ferret. Zigu staggered upright in time to raise his blade, but not to stop the lightning attack. He staggered backward. Blade clashed upon blade as, thrusting, hacking and swinging, the hare drove his foe skillfully around the stake pit, manoeuvring the ferret until he was backed up to a rock. Then both blades locked, sabre guard against basket hilt, eye to eye, whisker to whisker, and jaw to jaw, they swayed.